flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast, episode 9, season number 4, the 2025 Cubs Pecota projections. They are out, Crowley. Don't forget to listen, download, review. Most importantly, subscribe to the podcast, follow on all the socials, Fly the W670, Twitter, Instagram, and Fly the W on Facebook, or email us, flythew670@gmail.com. All right, Crowley, Pecota projections are out. The Cubs are due out in spring training, pitchers and catchers, by the 9th. So things are looking to point in a direction of real baseball.
Yeah, well, we are getting close, and it's really exciting right now. I can tell you, Dustin, year-round I need my baseball fix. And so I was tuned in, like always, 670 The Score for Inside the Clubhouse from 9 to 11. And boy, Bruce Levine was – I think we should start calling him Bruce Bombs, right? Remember how there was like Woj Bombs?
Woj Bombs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we need Bruce Bombs because I'm sitting there, you know, and what he was saying, I almost spit out my cereal while I was eating it, listening to some of this stuff. It was really interesting. So we have a couple of clips, but we definitely got to talk about this right here. And so, you know, Bruce was talking about Jed's offseason, kind of some of the things he was doing. And so here's what he had to say.
Hoyer's been tremendously creative here in getting his 2025 team up to the level of being a championship contender. And he's not done yet. We're talking about Bregman. We're talking about Cease. We're talking about a closer named Robert Suarez with San Diego. These are all things that they're still on the table, still being talked about.
Okay, that one's no shock there, right? We talked about that on the last episode. We're going to steal Jed's favorite line. It looks like he's got a lot of lines in the water, right?
Right.
And so one of them we talked about was Alex Bregman. We know Jed and Astros GM Dana Brown have been talking a whole bunch. Cubs got Kyle Tucker and closer Ryan Pressly in different trades with Houston. Cubs signed Caleb Thielbar. And so, you know, when we were listening to the clips from Ryan Pressly the other day, and they're asking about Ryan Bregman or Alex Bregman. When we were at CubsCon and they're asking Kyle Tucker about Alex Bregman, it doesn't seem like the rumors have stopped. And in fact, Dustin, it seems like they're almost increasing, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh. It's like any second now something's about to happen and the Cubs are always mentioned.
Right. And so this is what Bruce had to say about what an Alex Bregman contract would look like.
Let's talk about what a contract looks like for Alex Bregman. It's not 5 or 6 years.
I don't think the Cubs are signing another 6-year deal at this point in time.
Okay.
So what it might look like is use your imagination. It can be a 1-3, exactly like a Cody Bellinger deal last year, okay? 1 year, second year is player opt-out, third year is player opt-out, or mutual options with buyouts, okay, second and third year. Could they be creative? Look, Scott Boras, one of the most creative, powerful agents in the history of the game. Could they come up with a new format for Bregman that gives you four option years for both the club and the team? Opt-outs or mutual options, or mutual options with buyouts. Anything is possible right now, I think. But the player getting the money he wants for this year, possibly for the other years, and the flexibility to have an awesome year in 2025, and moving on to another five-year deal with somebody else for what he considers guaranteed money. These are all things that, that are probably on the table.
I mean, that to me right now, I'm just kind of sitting there. That was the first time I spit out my cereal right there, because I'm trying to think about, you know, I know Scott Boras is creative, but what Bruce is talking about, I've never heard of something like that, like a four-year deal with opt-outs after every single year. I mean,
well, it's kind of Bellinger-esque, right? I mean, similar.
Kind of. I don't know. I mean, some of the things you're talking about,
he had a one-year guarantee and then 2 years his option, correct? Wasn't that the structure of his?
That was the structure
of his. So we're talking about adding one more, right? That's what they're talking about here?
That usually is a lot. And then the other thing he talked about were mutual opt-outs after every year, which is not something you usually see at all, especially...
That's unusual, right? That's unusual.
Especially with the player of Bregman's caliber. So, you know, I don't want to be one to dismiss Scott Boras, but I'm just kind of looking. The last few years, do you kind of feel like some of the varnish has been kind of taken off there?
I think he has good years and bad years, and good years and bad. It's like ebbs and flows back and forth. Yeah, I mean, he's not a 2 foot putt all the time anymore. No,
I'm just looking at last year and kind of, you know, the Boras 4 or 5, however you want to count them last year. I'm looking at right now, seeing what's going on with Pete Alonso. You know, as far as the Astros are concerned, they offered him 6 years, $156 million, Dustin. And, you know, I'm just kind of very surprised knowing, you know, obviously Bregman's teammates talked about him. Altuve said he'd move to whatever position. But that's a pretty good, I think, fair offer by the Astros. And
really fair. Really fair. Really fair.
The Astros don't seem inclined to offer any more than that. And there's concern. I mean, Mark Feinsand pointed out that Bregman had an abrupt drop-off in his walk rate this year, coming in at 6.9% after posting a walk rate of at least 11% in each of his six seasons, 2018 to 2023. So, Dustin, his walk rate dropped almost in half, all right? It says a reliable on-base throughout his career, 373 OBP from 2016 to 23. This year, 315, so his OBP dropped about 60 points in 2024, his lowest since 2016 when he debuted. His chase rate was 23.6, highest since 2017, and his 44.9% swing rate was the highest since 2016. Dustin, all of these things, the drop in walk rate, on base percentage, his whiff rate, I mean, all these things are not looking good. And so,
well, maybe that's why teams are trying to, you know, go with these one year prove it deals.
Yeah, I'm just saying, giving up a six-year.
I would never. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, listen, he's not himself, and at this point, it looks like he's a swing and miss, right? Pun intended, right? At this exact moment. So
the agree other or question, disagree? I agree, but the other question is, you know, what about Matt Shaw? Right? We heard all offseason, especially at CubsCon, that Shaw's going to be given
pressure. A lot of pressure, Carly.
Right, but that he's going to be given every opportunity to take that job. So let's say you do sign Bregman. Does Shaw then go to second? And then what happens to Nico? Or do you keep Shaw in the minors at AAA until maybe the All-Star break and then try to trade Nico then? I mean, if you're going to do that, that's going to be a question. And Dustin, over the weekend, the Cubs signed Naperville Nicky Lopez, who used to play second base for the Southsiders. Mm-hmm. So the Cubs have.
Oh, let me get this right. Nicky Lopez is better than Miles Mastroboni. Is that what we're led to believe?
I'm trying to figure it out because the Cubs have a glut of infielders. They got John Birdie. They got Vidal Brujan. They got Ben.
That's my thing. At Brujan. Like, why did they bother to get Brujan and now you're going to get Nicky Lopez? Now, I guess, I mean, Nicky Lopez signed a minor league deal, right? So he's not, he has no guarantees other than that he's invited to camp. That's the guarantee right now.
Right. He's got a minor league deal and he's invited to major league camp. It's just, you know, my question is are the Cubs maybe preparing to make some moves? The Nicky Lopez thing doesn't make sense. If you remember in 2016 in the offseason, everyone was shocked when they traded Starlin Castro, but then they turned around and used that money from that to get Ben Zobrist.
Right.
Okay. Right. And so my question here is, you know, just with the timing, with all the Bregman stuff, maybe I'm trying to read into the tea leaves too much, but that one to me was kind of just like, why would you need Nicky Lopez? I mean, okay, depth in the minor leagues, I guess, you know, but
I mean, it's protection. You're protecting yourself, right? You're protecting yourself at second, short, and third. What's scary to me is short, Dansby Swanson, right? We found out that he had to have that core surgery, right? And he was playing through that last year. Now, does this send up a flare that maybe he's not recovering as quickly as they had hoped? Do you read into that or no?
No, I'm more worried about Nico's recovery than I am about Dansby's, to be honest.
Saying maybe it's all of it. Maybe it's all.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All of it.
But it just seems like a lot of guys that kind of have the same skill set. And don't forget, you got James Triantos, who's a top 100 prospect, also at AAA. And so I don't know what they're doing. It's interesting. Now, on the last episode, we talked about all the smoke between the Cubs and Padres. But word came out on Friday that San Diego extended starter Michael King. We'll get more to that in segment 3. But that leaves two guys that are definitely on the Cubs' radar, Dylan Cease and reliever Robert Suarez. We know about that. That wasn't new, that Bruce brought that up, the Cease and the Suarez thing. That's not new.
Right.
But it's what he had to say about what could possibly be an exchange for Cease that got Cub fans in a dander.
The moon, and they're asking for Matt Shaw. That's not abnormal. A team should ask for the best possible players. Matt Shaw's not going in a deal for a one-year rental of Dylan Cease. And if that's the price, it won't be here. It won't.
So the more realistic deal is Justin Steele for Dylan Cease. Why is that more realistic for San Diego? Okay. San Diego already, look, Dylan Cease is one of the top five pitchers, six pitchers in baseball right now. Innings, strikeouts, durability, all prove that is the case. Steele has 2 years left on a contract. This year he's making $6.6 million. Cease is making $14 million. San Diego is right in the middle of a crisis money-wise, where they're having trouble coming up with money. The ownership is fighting. Is there infighting going on in ownership to see who ends up controlling that team? So A.J. Preller, the president of baseball operations, general manager there, needs to stealthily try to win a World Series and at the same time dump money, okay? And with this, he would save somewhere around $7.5 million in a trade like Cease for Steele. Why would you trade Steele with 2 years left and Cease only 1 year left? And you're trying to win a World Series in 2025.
Yeah, and look, you're at some point you got to.
Wow! Boom. There it is. There's the Bruce bomb, right?
Why can't we as Cub fans, or why can't the Cubs have both? Why can't they have Dylan Cease and Justin Steele in a rotation? Why couldn't you have had Tucker and Bellinger in a lineup, right? And this is what I don't understand. So it's like you do one good thing, but then you got to take something good away in order to – you can't have two good things. You can only have one good thing at a time if you're the Cubs, apparently.
Well, you know that they're looking at that luxury tax, and they're using that as a cap, basically. And so we heard the names like Matt Shaw, which, you know, Ryan McGuffey said, yeah, that's not going to happen, but you're going to ask anyway, right? But the names that we heard more often, Dustin, was Owen Casey, Kevin Alcantara, Javier Assad, those type of things. But Justin Steele, the pride of Lucedale, Mississippi, eesh, boy. So, I mean, you know, the guys did a great job talking about, you know, kind of why you would do it. Would you like to, yes, have both of them on the roster? Of course. But again, where are you going to put, you know, obviously you have a lot of guys that are already on the rotation. And so this could be something. If you're going to give up Justin Steele, then you aren't really going to give up too many prospects, right? You're not going to then have to give up an Owen Casey. You're not going to have to give up, you know, I don't know exactly who they would want on that. And so the big question is Jed Hoyer going all in his last year? Because Cease is set to become a free agent after 2025.
Right.
But at the same time, Steele's in the same boat after 2026. And have you really heard anything about the Cubs engaging in extension talks with Steele?
No, I know we've all thought, hey, are they going to? But I've not heard anything that they are. No.
So at this point in time, you got to ask yourself, if you have a chance, okay, you don't know what's going to happen with Kyle Tucker next year, and you've put all your eggs in that basket, right? So if you're going to do that, why not go all in on that? But you, again, you'd have to give up Justin Steele. But when you look at the numbers, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's
they're way lopsided in Dylan Cease's favor. Lopsided. Well, what would you do, Crowley? What would you do?
I mean, that's the question.
I mean, the question is, what would you do? What would I do? What will Jed do?
So when you look at the type of situation here, when you see Cease, he is first in MLB in starts. In MLB, third in strikeouts, seven in wins, ninth in innings, 12th in ERA. He averages 10-plus strikeouts a game. And so that's been since 2020, his first full season. And that's a weird season to begin with. So what I did, Dustin, is I went back and I said, okay, Justin Steele has become a full-time starter in 2022. So I looked at those years, the 22 through the 24 seasons, and looked at some of those same categories. Cease's third in games started with 98, and Steele's 34th with 78. Cease's first in strikeouts was 665, Steele's 31st, 437. Don't worry about wins that much, but I looked at quality starts. Cease was ninth in quality starts with 44. Justin Steele's right behind him with he's in 13th with 39, so about five difference there. And he has more innings pitched. But Dustin, when you're asking me about this one right here, you have the Cubs don't have a flamethrower. That's been a problem we've talked about both in the rotation and in the bullpen. Do you know the average fastball in the Cubs rotation? 92 miles per hour. Dylan Cease's average fastball is 96.9, which is 2 degrees more than MLB average for right-handers.
All right.
And so when we look at these guys, and the one thing we looked at was lefty, 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 lefty. You basically, other than Jameson Taillon, you have like an all lefty rotation. If you were to trade Justin Steele, and I'm not saying I want to right yet, I'm trying to just kind of justify it in my own head. You get a guy that A, makes every single start, throws a lot of innings, a lot of quality starts, and throws with gas. He gets strikeouts. He misses bats. And to me, it's a different look in the rotation than what you have. And so I kind of see it as a change of pace. It might be something that might be worthwhile. Like I said, if this is though the danger when you have a guy like Jed Hoyer going into his walk here, is that for him, it's playoffs or he's fired. That's it. If the Cubs don't make it to the postseason, there is no question that Jed Hoyer does not have a job in Chicago next year. And so is he doing, you know, he'll say, well, I don't worry about that stuff. I'll just do what's best for the team, yada, yada, yada. You can't tell me that's not somewhere in the back of your mind that this
no, is. It's only human. It's only human for it to be in the back of his mind.
100%. And so at this point in time, you don't know I've always wondered why the Cubs didn't sign Justin Steele, especially this offseason when he kind of was off for a year, you know what I mean, with the injury and stuff. This was a time to get him as low as you could possibly get him. And then if he has a good year this year and next year, well, then he's going to be one of those pitchers that's going to be extremely expensive when he hits free agency. So if you didn't do it now, you might as well then just say, hey, you know what? What's 1 year, right? What's 1 year? It doesn't really matter. Go ahead and get Dylan Cease and go for it now while you have Kyle Tucker for sure on this team. And so I can very much see Jed Hoyer being very tempted to do it. And then if they can kind of throw in some of those prospects that we talked about it, Kevin Alcantara or, James Triantos or Javier Assad, and then get a solid reliever like Robert Suarez to really solidify that back end of the bullpen. Now you're talking about Presley, Suarez, eighth. Now you're going Porter Hodge, seventh. You're making that bullpen.
Pretty damn good. That's pretty damn good, right? Yep.
Extremely deep. And so there you go. You have a bona fide ace starter in Dylan Cease. You have a rotation now that's more balanced with a little bit more heat, more balanced righty-lefty. And so you're going for this year. And when we talk to Greg Goldstein in this next segment, the Cubs are right up there with 90 wins and have a good probability. Again, they have to get through the Dodgers, but have a good probability to make it deep in the postseason. So if you're going to go all in, why not do it now? I can see the move being made. I can see why Jed would be tempted. And it may be something that we as Cub fans might say, this may be the time to go for it all, put all your chips in. So I don't think giving up Kevin Alcantara and Javier Assad, and 1 year of Justin Steele is going all in and completely then wiping you out. I don't think that you're not going to be completely barren the next season. So part of me is saying it might be the move to go for it this season right now.
Tough call, Crawley. Tough call.